Yud Ches Iyar, Lag Ba'Omer, Thursday the 20th of May, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Lag Ba'Omer.
So as they say in Eretz Yisrael today, Lag Sameach. Yes, that's true. So Baruch Hashem, it's a big day, Lag Ba'Omer, and many of us would have been kept up late last night, either from the music. Who just gave a shiur in Halacha?
Yeah, outside,
did he talk about last night's music? No. Mutter, Osa?
No.
Too late now, anyway. Try for next year. And if you weren't kept up by the music, you might have been kept up by the plumes of smoke wafting towards your house.
No?
That's where you live.
That's where you live. And today there'll be a lot more of that. So I'd like to focus on the connection and the meaning of all of this fire on Lag Ba'Omer. Now, even the Torah Way poster says it's not just me. Here you have evidence that there's fire on Lag Ba'Omer. So what's the significance? What's the shaykhus? What's the meaning? What's this? What's the connection? So there are various different explanations for these fires. Under the Zogin, it's because Rishon Bar Yochai, on the day of his Petira, he shared with the world all the secrets, all the Nestorim, and brought a tremendous light into the world by doing that. In fact, the name of the Sefer that is attributed to Rishon Bar Yochai, of course, is the Zohar Kodesh. Zohar, you know, it's light, it's fire. State that the sun interrupted its journey, in other words, it was paused in the sky, so Rishon Bar Yochai was able to finish teaching what he needed. You know, he needed more time, so to speak. Also state, you know, the ganze Welt was Molly Eura. But if we look in the Gemara in Shabbos, which is not coincidentally Daf Lamed Gimel, yeah, Daf Lamed Gimel discusses the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It tells us there, effectively, what happened and how he landed up in the cave. Shteit Yasvi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, three Heiliger Tanoim, were sitting, and there was also somebody sitting there, sort of, sat with them, he sat alongside them, Gabayu, Yosef Yehuda Megerim Gabayu. And they were having a conversation. Posach Rabbi Yehuda Ba'omar, Kamo Noim Ma'asein Shalumuzu. Rabbi Yehuda said, how wonderful and beautiful are the acts and the contributions of the Romans. Tiknu Shvokim, Tiknu Dishorim, Tiknu Merchatzois. Look, they built marketplaces, bridges, bathhouses. Very nice. Rabbi Yosi Shosak. Rabbi Yosi, he didn't say anything. Nene Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ba'omar. Kol ma shetiknu lo tiknu lele tzorich atzmon. You think these Romans did it for us to facilitate more Torah in the world? They did it for themselves. Tiknu shvokin. Lo'ish mehem zoin lois. Merchatzois. La'adu mehem atzmon. Gishorim. Lith mehem meches. The Buddha said, don't trust these Romans. They have ulterior motives. or selfish motives. Even the bridges are only so they can levy a tax, a toll. So this Yehuda ben Gerim was sitting there, the Siper Devrayim, the Nishmou the Malchus. He snitched on these Tanoim, effectively. He said, over, did you hear where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and most importantly, Shimon bar Yochai, hear what they were saying? So, I think the Olam knows the Maisa, that the government immediately cracked down on them. Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda was given, you know, a higher status. Yehuda she'ilo yisa'ale. Yossi, they kept quiet towards the exile to Tzipori. And Shimon, it says, I thought they would refer to him, he should be killed. Yehori. So, Ozal Hu Berei, Sir Shimon and Rabbi Lozma, Rabbi Shimon, his son, they fled. They went to the Beis HaMedrash for a time, but then they realized even that wasn't going to be safe. So eventually, they Ozlu Toshuba Ma'arta. They went and hid themselves in a cave. Okay. Somewhere in a undisclosed location, and they were there for, you know, for a long time, 12 years. As you state that Neis happened in Sarchish Niso, and they I've lost the place here. Sarchish Niso, I'm skipping some lines, and yeah, Ivrilahu, it was created for them Charuva, a carob tree, Ve'eno Demayo, and a mayon of water. A wellspring of water, and that's how they managed to sustain themselves. Yidua, they sat in their necks, up to their necks in sand. 12 years. Tres Roshoni. Then it says, also Eliyahu came up Apisko. Eliyahu Novi came and appeared at the entranceway, the doorway, Apisko de Maharto, and he let them know that it was time for them to leave. No, so they leave the cave, and they see that people are busy, involved in day-to-day activities. Yeah, day-to-day activities. So, he got very upset, and he said, "Manichin chaya oilam v'oizkim chaya shor? What are they doing at work? What are people doing, planting their fields and vineyards, going to the market? What's he does? We're here in this world to get into Olam Haba. Not to be busy with business. How can Asmuch have a project issue to constant tracking? So therefore, it says, "Homokom shenoisni meineim miyad nisraf." Whatever they looked at got burned to a crisp. What does the Basco say? The Basco comes out and says, "Lahachri velomi yitzosim." What, you've come out of the cave to destroy my world? Go back into that cave. Go back in for another year. This time it's Teresa Yarchi, 12 months. Because they worked out that the Mishpat of Roshoim in Gehenna is 12 months. And then they came out, and then they were told through a basko, now it's time to come out. And everything was fine. Other Rabbi, they come across a person who, it was Erev Shabbos, and they come across a person who was busy running around, getting ready for Shabbos. And they stop him and say, "What are you doing?" He says, "What do you have in your hand?" He had two hadassim in his hand, two myrtle branches. And they said to him, "Vosidos, what were the myrtle branches for?" And he answered, he said, "Echad keneged, chad keneged zocher, v'chad keneged shomer." Two hadassim, zocher v'shomer. So Shimon turns to his son and says, "Kamo chavivin mitzvahs al Yisrael." Look how beloved are the mitzvahs on Klal Yisrael. In other words, he was complete opposite attitude to what had happened 12 months prior to this, where everything was not good enough, everything was nisraf. All of a sudden here, a fellow, an old fellow, is running around with hadassim, and Rabbi Shimon gets very excited about that fact. Adarava, he praises him, Chavim Mitzvah Shol, and then Yosef Da'atayhu, and they relaxed. Dosu de Gemorah and Dosu de Maisa. We can spend the rest of this this morning, just asking questions on this Gemara. I think one of the biggest questions one has to ask is, if they'd been in this cave and they came out and they were so fiery, they're so farbrent, that everything that they saw also became farbrent, literally, right? Everything was burned up, So what's the point of going back in there? That's where they became, if you can use a word, we don't mean it, Fishtesach, I'm talking about the Heidegger Tanoim, but if you can use the word extreme, right, if they had such an extreme view of the world that it couldn't, how can you even be busy with anything, Olam HaZedek, all you should be thinking about is mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and Torah, that to get into Olam HaBa, so the last place you want to send them back into is the same cave where they had developed this world view, Yishtazoi? Huh? So, Voltech Gemeit? No, is it Kasha? Okay, but it would seem at face value, the Pashtus, Lechoira, I think, is that because they've been cut off from the world so much, they weren't engaged Bechlal Lo'el Mazeh, even the carriage in the river that sustained them, the wellspring, was completely Lemana Melateva, it was a complete Nes, Esrachish Nisso, Esrachish Nisso. So a person who lives for 12 years, Mamish. On that kind of level, it makes sense. You come out into the world and go, what is this? You know, we ran a trip to Poland a couple of weeks ago. Kedarkeinu v'Hagoinish, Baruch Hashem. And a few days later, we met some people on the trip, and they were like, we can't cope. There's people driving, there's people doing normal things. He said, I'm still in Lezhensk, you know? Chvinochals in Lezhensk, chvinochals b'Avramo. Also, Heintiger takes your side. So you know, sometimes you go for a very deeply spiritual experience. Yeah, it makes sense. Like, how can you even talk Sichas Chulin Bechal? You know, Kibbutz Baruch Hashem, long may his odors last. Yeah, long may it last. Of you know, so to go back in there, Efsher, they needed more time to mingle amongst society. Number two, so they meet this fellow with his Adasim Zoch Veshomer. What's the Dostu Talmid? What's it got to do with anything? He's got Hadassim Zoch Veshomer, and now Yosef Da'atayim. Now all of a sudden, Yishuv Hadass, because he's collecting Hadassim for Shabbos. What's the significance? What's the Amkus? What's the depth? And why is it after this? And why is it Zoch Veshomer? The Chahina Rabbis, I think there's lots to ask, but let's move on. Now, what's in other words, we'll try to answer it. Also, this whole idea of 12 months, because you spent 12 months in Gehenna. So they felt they needed to punish themselves, and the 12 years wasn't enough. How does Gehenna come in here, Bechla? So it's very interesting, here in this sugya, we actually come across, doesn't say Reb Shimon, actually says Reb Shimon Ba'echai, Rashbi. The Gemara actually writes it as Nene Rashbi Ba'oma, Rashbi. So it's all about Reb Shimon Ba'echai. So okay, let's try to understand a little bit about who Reb Shimon Ba'echai was, what he stood for, and then if we can do that, put it back into the Gemara and explain this whole episode from running away from the Romans all the way down to seeing the people, this person with the Zoch Veshomer Hadassim. So one aspect of Reb Shimon Ba'echai that we find is in the Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Hei Mem Beis. There the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Ba'echai, he's talking about himself, says, Yochel Ani Liftor Es Kol Ha'olam Min Hadin. Reb Shimon Ba'echai said, I can pater everybody from din. I can exempt everybody. I can justify all of their actions. I can excuse them. I can pater them from din. And taka, you know, the other thing you might see today is this bow and arrow. Bows and arrows, right? And Kiyudua states that the significance of this in Chassidus form is brought down as Kegel the Keshes, because in all the years of Reb Shimon Ba'echai, Lo Niras or Keshes, right, no one ever saw a rainbow, because a rainbow is a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was displeased with the Klal Yisrael, and during the days of Reb Shimon Ba'echai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never displeased, because as long as Reb Shimon Ba'echai is there, he comes as an advocate to defend the Klal Yisrael. And there's other aspects and features of Reb Shimon Ba'echai that you see, that it's all about standing up for Klal Yisrael, protecting Klal Yisrael, patterning them from the din. Right, if you look in the Zohar, for those of you that are on that level, I'm told, what's the basic of Zohar? But the one side, if there's one theme that runs throughout the Sefer, yeah, it's all about Chaviv in Yisrael. As Chaviv in Yisrael, Klal Yisrael are so precious, Klal Yisrael are so beloved to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all about the good sides of Klal Yisrael. Interesting. The Zohar that we're talking about, it was written in that cave. Yeah. So, Reb Shimon Ba'echai, you would say, is like the Aaron HaKohen, of Klal Yisrael, the Beditshva Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, right? The ones that stand up to defend Klal Yisrael and speak out on their behalf and pattern them from din. That's also the Sad Echot of Shimon Bar Yochai. Sad Sheni. If you look in that conversation, you've got Rabbi Yehuda, you've got Rabbi Yossi, and you've got Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Yehuda is willing to give the Roimiyim the benefit of the doubt. So Rabbi Yossi is not quite sure. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is like, Takif! I'm not having this. These people, they're rotting. He's looking at the glasses half empty. Dafka, right? You think the building is Shavokim for us, the building for the... You think the building is Berachot Sos, right? Gishoran is not for us. So this would appear to mean that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is adopting a Midas Hadin attitude. He's not looking to find favor. Kev Shetzach is talking about the Goyim. He's not talking about the Yidin and the Chanamba. But even in the work... The middle of optimism applies to life in general. And the fact is that in this context, you find that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's the more liberal, the more understanding, the more forgiving. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's the one who says, don't give them a quarter, don't give them an inch. Because I'm looking at it from the Midas Hadin perspective. Yeah? And also, when he came out of the cave, if that's not Midas Hadin, what is? Kol mokum shenosnu eneim, Nisraf, whatever they looked at became burned up. They weren't able to at that point to look at a Yid who might be, and this is Taka case of Yidin, who might be involved in some, you know, choldik and mundane activities and look at it in a positive light. This is, we have to earn a parnosa, right? And you've got to live in this world, sof kosof, we have a guf. For them, you manichin chaya oilam abo, right? And you're busy with shtuyot, oiskim chaya shor. So how do we understand Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai the character, the personality that represents rachamim, chesed, to get a patur from din? Is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai the one that writes the Zoya, that talks about Chabib in Yisrael? Also, we're all a bit scruffy still this morning because no one's had a chance. Come and learn before you get your hair cut. Why? Because of Talmid Rabbi Akiva. They were all nifta. But he had five Talmidim that survived. One of whom was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Yeah? What was Rabbi Akiva's life sort of motto? Why were the Talmidim nifta? Pashtus, because in this area, not for us to say, but on some minuscule, infinitesimally small level, they were lacking somewhat in this area. Some level of this as well. Weiss Tosef Rav Shimon survived. He must have been the master of Avos Yisrael. Muzai. It's not the greatest of Yisrael. So how is it that he comes out to the Ma'orah and he looks at these people and he hasn't got any room at all to tolerate them? Goes from extreme levels of Avos Yisrael, Yochanan Yiliftos, Kol Olam and Adin, to extreme levels of Din and of no room at all to accommodate. Total tolerance to total intolerance. So when we count the Sphira last night, we said the Brocha, we said the count of the Sphira, and then we said Rachman Yachzalonu, then we said Ono Bekoach, then we said Lam Naseach, and then we said Rabbeinu Shelo Lamata Tzivisonu. And then towards the end of that tefillah, we daven, right, whatever I was pogim in this midah, Yisuka Masha began to be sphira, fill in the blank, V'toim is gadish v'dushon shal mailo, v'adizeze yush b'ashef rabuchol olomois. What was last night's sphira? Hoyt shabahoyt. Hoyt shabahoyt. What is hoyt? What is the midah, what is the sphira of Lag Ba'omer? What's linked in hoyt and hoyt? So here again, you see the chayra a contradiction. The chayra is a bit of a contradiction, a bit of a self-contradictory definition. Pabos, Mitzad Echad, Hoyd is all about Yira. Hoyd is the middle of Yira. Hoyd v'hodol l'fono. Hoyd is the middle of Aaron HaKohen. This is the week of Aaron. Netzach last week is Moshe, this week is Aaron. Very interesting, by the way. I'm just saying as an aside, because it hit me this time, for the first time this year. I have no idea why it hasn't hit me before. But you know there's a homachlokes as to what the order of the hushpizim is. Yeah? Oh, but lefi the sphere is poshet what the order is. No? Possible the order is. I think so. Start with the his Chesed is Avraham, Gevurah is Yitzchok, Tiferes is Yaakov, Netzach is Moshe, Hoid is Aaron, Yesoid is Yosef, and Malchus is David. I'm just putting it out there. But the order of the Sefirah should tell us what the order of the Rishmizim is. Anyway, sure. I'll go upon them. Just say Ha'or of Alma. But Hoid is definitely Aaron HaKoyin. And Aaron HaKoyin has the Midah of Hoid, which is the Midah of Avoida in the Beis HaMikdosh, because Aaron is Dr. Koyin, the Kohen's the Koyin. And what does it say about the Beis HaMikdosh? Beis HaMikdosh is a place of Yiro, V'shom Na'avodcha B'Yiro, Ma'an Noira HaMokim HaZeh, Yaakov Avinu said, Noira Elekim B'Mikdosh Shecha. Yeah, so the Mikdosh is Doch Noira, B'chul. Oh, but, V'gim V'mir Revindo, Aaron HaKoyin is Yiro, Aaron HaKoyin is Abba, Hevemi Talmidov Shel Aaron, Oiv Shalom, Roidiv Shalom, Oiv Sabriyas, M'Kor B'Lan Torah. How is it? They have an Aaron HaKoyin whose Midah is Hoid, which is today's Midah, and Mitzacheni, his whole essence is the opposite of Yiro's, is the Midah of Avos. So if we are sort of correlating Yiro to Chesed, and Yiro to Din, and Avo to Chesed and Rachamim, there seems to be a bit of a stira within the middle of the day itself. So I think a Gemara in Brochas can come to our rescue here. Gemara in Brochas, Daf Nun Chesel Med Aleph, is touching up the pasuk of Hashem Agdula, Agvura, Agtiferes, 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 Agtiferes. Those are the seven spheres that we all said this morning. And by both David. There the Gemara says that the word V'hahoid is a reference to Melchemes Nachale Arnoi in Parshas Chukas. Right? Where the Yidden were saved from the ambush and they expressed themselves, and Dalton said in the Pasuk, Al Kain, Ye Omer, V'sev Melchemes Hashem, Esvohid V'sufa. That's part of the proclamation, the declaration after this great Yeshua that they had, that the two mountains came together, right, and so on and so forth, and then the enemy was killed. That's Esvohid V'sufa. And everybody knows, everyone who spent even 5 minutes in Yeshiva has heard the Pasuk Esvohid V'sufa, because we know that Esvohid V'sufa is much the way the Yeshivas operate. Because there the Gemara said, that in another place, Gemara Kiddushin says, Gemara Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph, says, Esvohid V'sufa is a reference to Tamid HaChomim who are learning together, that Basoif Nasim Oyhavim Zeloze. Basoif. At the end, they're best of friends. But when they're learning, there's no best of friends. When two people sit down to learn, it's Melchomim, Melchames Hashem. Right? Rischot Oyreise. Two chavrusis are pulling each other apart. But because it's for the sake of the Torah, and because it's L'shem Shomayim, so in the end, it's Vohev, Loshon Avo, Besufa, Loshon of Soif, it's Avo in the end. And this is the way it has to be. This is the way it has to be. You have to go through a passage of can't call it sinner, but a lack of Avo, we might call the Midas Adin, Un Sum Sof Kum Tarois, Avo. So, if the Gemara in Brochus tells us that is the middle of Hoid, then the Chor we can understand that Hoid contains both of these elements. Hoid is Taka Yiro, but it is also Avo. Because just like in learning, there's an Indian of Esvoid Besufa, which means that you need to start from a position of Din, a position of, I'm not giving a quarter here, a position of, what's the Pshat, and insisting, Al Pi Mishpat, what is the Mishpat? Or Vikum to Sarayim, I mean, how does it come out in Choshe Mishpat, especially for learning Ezekiel? But in the end, Nasim Oivin Zelazeh. So, it's both. Hoyt contains within it the Esvoy Besufa, Oyev Sholem, Ava, Oyev Sabrius, but it also has within it the mid of Noir of the community of Shecha, the Hainu, that before there's Ava, there is Yiro. So Mevolken Ken Zogin Azoi could say that it's both, everything is both. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is also both. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on the one hand has a middah of real din, and exactitude, and expecting from people to live in the highest possible madriga. And he also has the middah on the other side, which is a middah of Yochanan Liftos Kol Olam El Adin. Mevolken Ken Zogin Azoi Azach. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Dr. Rashbi, right, if you look in the Chassidus Sforim, I mean, in the order of the greatest, of the great throughout the generations, Rav Shimon bar Yochai is right up there, right at the top. But I think it's not exactly accurate to say that there's two tzedodim, the two sides of one coin. I actually think that's slightly incorrect. I think the Loshon Esvohim V'Sufa tells us it's not that they're both operating simultaneously, but rather one comes first. First is Midas Adin, first is Midas Hayira, and then there's Midas Ha'av. And to connect that even better, it's not just that one precedes the other. It's not just that Yiro and Din precedes Ahava. It's that one facilitates the other. And if there isn't Yiro, and if there isn't Din, then there cannot be Ahava. And the emphasis that the ganze Welt, the whole universe, was created in this way. Lechavchil, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world through Din. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzarev to it, Rachmin Chesed. That's why it says in all of the account of Bereshit, Bereshit Bar Elikim, it's always the name Elikim. You only find the Loshen Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Rachmin, but after Vayichulu, after it's all finished. V'yom Yosef Hashem, Tashmayim V'Zahoret. Yeah, but until then you don't find the Shem Yud Kei Vav, it's all Din. Noch Dem Kunt Rachmin, and on Rosh Hashanah, when we are commemorating the creation of the world, Hayom Harasoylon. Also, Ola Elohim Visroa, and then Yud Kevavke Bekol Shoifor. Eshens Din, Nochtem Rachamim, Nochtem Chesed. Why? And the answer has to be that if Ahava is not facilitated by, is not preceded by Din, then it's not Ahava. Ahava does not mean ultra liberalism. Ahava does not mean everything's beseder. Ahava does not mean do what you want in life. If a person loves another person, it isn't for shut that they spoil them rotten, give them whatever they want. If a parent loves their child, it's not pshat that they just load them up with vanilla ice cream every day. Das ist nicht Ahava. That's spoiling and chosek shiftoi. Soyne benoy, Shlomo HaMelech says. Someone who spares the rod, I know in English we say spoils the child. Shlomo HaMelech says hates the child. Hates the child. Oba, if that ava is given in a context of yiro, a context of discipline, context of din, then you've achieved two things. First of all, you've achieved the discipline, and second of all, you've also achieved the ava. Every child knows that if they have a parent who's a pushover, then when the parent bestows kindness and goodness on that child, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. I get what I want. And the same is true with students in a classroom. They know the teacher has no boundaries, no discipline, no rules. So if they're having fun, right, they're not appreciating that. But if a parent stands up and says, these are the guidelines, this is where it has to be. If a teacher, if a rebbe says, these are the guidelines, this has to, that, and this is where it has to be, then, when they're able to release themselves from the din for a while, and they treat them, oh, as our treat. Everybody knows that. Today all the kids are off on their Lag BaOmer outings. Right? Why is it so exciting? Because the rest of the year, we're not having an outing. We're in the classroom. And you've got to sit in a certain way, and you've got to behave in a certain way. Today, fun and games. So it means a lot more. If every day is fun and games, so it's honest can tan. It doesn't mean anything. So Dosef Pshat and Hoyd, which is today's Midah, and Dosef Pshat and Rav Shimon bar Yochai as well. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was able to say, Yochel ani liftor es kol ha'olam en hadin, is because he knew what din really was. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was the ultimate disciplinarian. When he hears people trying to fend for the Romans, ah! When he comes out to the Ma'or and people are messing about, ah! Manich chai ha'olam. Roizkim chai yishor. Azasot Yid, that knows right from wrong, and everybody knows he knows right from wrong. When he gives the Ava, when he's the one who says Chaviv in Yisrael, when he can write to Zohar, it means 1,000 times more. When we grow the Rebbe, Rosh Yeshiva, you know, every bocha knows, if, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva is very strict, you know, he's got his standards and you've got to live by them, and then, after having lived in his shadow for months, maybe years, he tells you a beautiful vort, puts an arm around your shoulder, gives you encouragement, it's worth $1,000,000. It's worth so much more. Dosis Chavshim Vayichai. Andrew Zogan, that the Mayim and the Chorub outside the Ma'ora. The Mayim is Chesed, and Chorub is Gematru Gevura, which is Din, which is Yitzchak. Mayim, Chorub, Memches also. Memches is the 48. You know, the Torah. Because you need both. You need both. And Dosi Taich and Zochar is Shomer. Shomer is Din, and Zochar is Rachamim. Zocher is Mrs. Asay, Zocher is Midas HaChesed, Zocher is on the right side. Shomer is restriction, Shmira, Gevura. So when Reb Shimon Bar Yochai saw that this Yid was doing Zocher v'Shomer, or even better, Shomer v'Zocher, the Shomer comes first. Yeah, I know. It brought home this Nakuda that I can look at it from both angles. Because 12 months before he was frying everybody to a crisp, that's why 12 months later he was able to be mezakeh everybody and patted them from the din. Let's bring it back to fire. When we started with fire.
Why do they like fires?
Why do we like fires? Shein svurim akdoshim. That fire is ochav v'shomer. Why is fire Zocher v'Shomer? Because how do we look at fire? Scary, dangerous, destructive. How else can we look at fire? Positive, energy, cooking, heat, chamimus. Eish is both. And not only is it both, it's through the Shomer that we get to the Zocher. Through the negative that you get to the positive, because fire cannot cook anything, cannot heat anybody's home, if it isn't at the same time burning something, ruining something, burning up fuel, oxygen. This is why Gehenna is fire, but we've run out of time, and that's what Yudhvi Spedish asked me another time. I heard it direct from Moshe Shapira, so heard it in the Brocha, direct, how he explained why Gehenna is fire. It's because it has these two components. We don't have time for it, unfortunately. Akoponim, Vazemun Fundo. I just talked to Mr. Posh this morning that Aleph and Shin is Eloz and Shimon. Could be. I always said to myself that Aleph Shin Eish stands for Osir Shapir. Skum Tahu is good. How do you produce something that's good? Through Vosseist Eish. But the Gansha Torah is called Eish. Eish Dos Lomoy. The Torah is given through Eish. Hakaponim. I think what Lag BaOmer has come to teach us, and as we light these fires, we see these two opposite components coming together to produce a total that's more than the sum of their parts. It's a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ovinu and Yizmalkenu, and there's two Mahalchim, and Kavonim and Kavodim. We've got to have both sides. We need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in response with the Chilu Urechimu, with Ava and with Yira. We need to understand that Ava is only facilitated and is only able to exist and function because of Yira. The fire can only burn positively if it's also got some Yira. And with them, hopefully the fire and the light of Shimon Bar Yochai brought down to the world should inspire all of us. And we should be zoicha to the Ishe Yisrael, all the fires of Klal Yisrael. All the fires, Ishe Yisrael.